31. Books, an important pastime. I've always loved to read. I remember when it was way past bedtime, reading a book under my covers with a flashlight. There is nothing like a good story. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago. Nowadays, I usually have several books that I'm reading. I often have a serious book that's nonfiction and educational. Then I have a book that is more entertaining, a book that stimulates my imagination and creativity. I try to read to my kids when I can. I like to do the different voices and act out the story as I read to them. I wish I could do it more often. Reading out loud is not easy, but it's great practice to hear your own voice and see what your weaknesses are. We rarely get the chance to monitor ourselves. Back in university and grad school, I think I did a lot of skimming or quick reading. Since then, I've tried to slow my pace and enjoy the content. I find that it soaks into my brain a little more when I do that. In my house, before bedtime, it's book time. Even if it's for 15 minutes, we all have to get a book and enjoy it. It's a time when the kids calm down a little after playing and screaming all day. Books are great. Talk about it. How often do you read? Do you frequent the library often? Do you have a certain genre of book you tend to read more? Do you wish you had more time to read? Do you read while you're on the subway or bus? What's your favorite book? Have you ever thought about writing a book? What kind of book would you like to write? Where is your favorite place to read? How long does it usually take you to read a book?